Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Council's third meeting of this week. We've met every night so far. We're going to take a night off tomorrow. This is for appointments to our PWAB advisory board and also to appoint a new ad hoc advisory, well, not an advisory board, an ad hoc board to discuss the idea of view protection in Morro Bay, pro, con, whatever you feel. So first of all, I'd like to apologize for the fact that we had to change that first meeting date. We had one of our members who was ill, and we wanted all of us here. So I do apologize. I know it was an inconvenience. It looks as if we only have 7 applicants present out of 12 who had applied for the ad hoc committee. And because this is ad hoc, I'm going to ask the council if you would consider being a little more lax in how we do appointments for this one. We usually require that they have to be present. We had to change the date on this one, and it inconvenienced a couple of people who had plans that they couldn't change. So how do you feel about that? Do we want to sort of waive that requirement this evening?
Either that, or we could go with what we've got and then schedule a second time around for those people who couldn't be here. I mean, that would work, too, so we still have a chance to talk to them.
Right, right. I think most of them, well, no, we don't know all of them. So. Melody?
Have we determined that we want 12? Is that the final number?
Well, I would ask you and Melody, how do you feel that's working on your ad hoc? Is 12 a good number? Do they all show up?
They don't all show up, but it's a very good number because what we found on the New Futures Committee is that we formed sub-working groups. So we've been meeting as a full committee once a month, but the working groups meet every couple of weeks and over email all the time. And so that's getting a lot of kind of sub-work done, and then we get together for the big meeting and assign tasks. So, and also there'll be council representation. But I think the nice thing about having more people on this committee is that when 4 people can't come, you still have 8. When 5 people can't come, you still have 7, and you still have a really great discussion going on. It provides more viewpoints, more input. Right. So I'm very willing to be flexible, especially for a couple of the applicants, 2 of them I know, who Mr. Vesterfeld and Ms. Cutter right. have both emailed us and said they're still very interested in staying, and I almost kind of think they're kind of balancing viewpoints. So I kind of like them to be on, too. They were called out for various reasons.
Okay.
I think Bill's idea is a worthy one.
Yeah, I do, too.
Sure,
yeah.
That we do this again. But, of course, that provides another meeting. It provides another time when we ask, 4 or 5 citizens to show up again.
Right.
I think if we do that, we might even open up applications to say, if somebody else is there. The other thing, just to let you all know, too, on this ad hoc committee that I've been on, is we immediately found out that, not immediately, but within the first month, we found out that one of the people that we'd appointed could not actually make the meetings. And so I asked the city attorney about how do you fill that gap. It was a chamber gap, and I wanted somebody from the chamber. And so if you ever find that you have a gap, we just decided amongst ourselves to go out and find somebody, and then we voted, okay, we want this person. So a little flexibility with ad hoc.
Okay, so
I have an opinion.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a different opinion than at the other end of the table, and that is I don't feel the need to interview the other 2 candidates. I think they're fairly well known.
There's 4.
The 2 that said that they're still interested that aren't here today.
Okay.
Are you saying that there's 4 that didn't show up?
Yeah, there's a young couple who's in a baby birthing class for their first child.
Okay, I didn't get that.
That's a pretty good excuse.
I did not get that message.
And I don't know them at all, so.
Okay. Well, then I think we need to talk. There's a question then about familial relationships.
Right, yeah.
So, but beyond that, just addressing the issue of whether to have another meeting, I don't feel it's worth it to us to have another meeting, to ask staff to be here again for another meeting. If these people had planned to be here, assuming that we proceed as we did with the other ad hoc mm-hmm. committee, that pretty much anyone that applied
right.
was appointed, and I like that. It's just nice to get to know who they are. But beyond that, I don't see the need to call another meeting.
Okay.
And I also see this a little different than the other ad hoc committee in that I see this as being shorter term. I think
right, right.
And so I think that to just get them going and let them do it and then it can be done.
Okay. Thad, how do you feel?
I'm fine with appointing 12, any of the 12 that apply.
Okay, well, we do have the one question about the husband and wife, and I was going to suggest that we ask one of them to serve and the other to be their alternate or something like that, rather than actually have a husband and wife both represented on a committee. I don't think I want to start that precedent.
Yeah, it forms a kind of an automatic voting block, or at least the impression of it, I think, anytime you have two members of one family. And not necessarily just husband and wife, but father, son, brother, brother. It's a conception of a voting block. But I think certainly on the New Futures group, we did have this idea about alternate members. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So they could be like alternate members, voting members of this committee.
Troy's not here, so you can be your alternate.
Troy's not here. He didn't know about this thing until today.
Okay. Well, if we're going to...
We never received a letter.
I think everyone should have. Did you? The rest of you?
I didn't get a letter. Troy did not get a letter.
That's strange.
And
okay.
We need a mic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that. We thought we had. Okay, but again, we would have the same familial situation there, so if one of you could be the main and the other the alternate, is that agreeable?
In terms of voting?
Yeah. Yeah.
That won't give us
okay.
12 members.
Well, why don't we start with Kurt? Why don't we start with Kurt? And we've kind of decided.
Thad still has a question, and the question is the number 12. And as I recall the motion, and we left it open, so there wasn't an exact number. So I don't feel like we have to have 12 or 13 or 8 or any number.
There'd be 11 if we eliminate the two family, dual family members.
Well, can you speak to Ms. Steggy?
Yes, I talked. That's another thing I wanted to say. Actually, the person who sort of started this whole idea is Linda Steggy. She had been emailing me and talking about the fact that these ordinances do exist in other cities, and could we investigate one for Morro Bay? She has a disability that she cannot be out in public. Any scents or chemicals are very difficult for her to be around. So what I said to her to accommodate that, since I'm sort of as the one who suggested all this, the one who's probably going to be the advisor on this committee, that I would be her conduit and that she would be able to participate with her thoughts and a lot of research that she's done rather than actually be appointed to the committee because she can't attend the meetings and that would be contrary to our policy. So that's how we were going to work that. She was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
So does that explain everything to everybody? And then we'd have 11 members mm-hmm. if you count Linda and 10 if you don't. Does that sound good? Are we good with that?
I have a question about that.
What?
The city, as far as I know, from a personnel standpoint, we do not have a nepotism clause, do we? I mean, we've had relatives working here before. It's a little arbitrary to say, oh, you guys are related, can't do it. And, I mean, I don't know whether it would be a voting block or not. I'm just not comfortable with saying, okay, you guys have the same last name, one is out.
But we had this situation arise, if not the last time, but a year ago when we were doing Public Works again. And we had a husband and wife applied, and we asked that one of them not. So we do have a precedent.
Well, there are some problems with trying to foreclose the opportunity for husband and wife, for instance, to work in the same organization. And there used to be rules, personnel rules like that, and they, for the most part, no longer exist because of the state of the law. In this case, however, we're really talking about a committee of volunteers, which is a little different situation. And I doubt if you have legal problems with it if you wanted to do it, but the issues would be largely political but not legal because of the nature of the relationship to the city. It's just a voluntary position.
Well, how's the council feel? I tend to feel that it is sort of loading the, assuming they would vote the same way. We don't really know that, but it could be loading a decision if we had people who had similar viewpoints in the same family.
Well, I'd probably say that if we, and I do hope that we get to talking to these folks tonight.
Really?
if we have kind of a balance that we can see here, and I know that we have a balance between Ken and Dorothy, I don't know the Hobbs, but he's a contractor and a homeowner up on Fresno, so I certainly welcome that viewpoint. But if we had a sense that we're flexible about this, ultimately what these people will do is work on policy, you know, ideas about policy that will direct it to us. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, we're going to fight it out.
Right.
So we're just asking them to do the research, kind of come to some conclusion about what they would like the city to have. Then we vote on it, really.
Okay. So you're saying be open-minded.
I'm pretty much.
Leave it open. Bill?
I would say we take them all.
Okay.
I say
yes. Okay. You don't agree?
I want
four of us. Okay, four of us are saying we don't mind, it's fine. I think I might be a little more swayed in a five-member group or something, but
well,
not with this one.
My only other reflection is back to...
Thank you. My only other reflection is back to the 2020 Vision Committee, and there weren't any familial, but I know that they did take a number of votes, and it did get a bit contentious. Mm-hmm. And so in order to avoid that appearance, even... then I would see that we'd want to try to keep things clean from the beginning and hopefully not get into that situation. Well, I think we've got a consensus that we'll give it a try.
It's not a consensus, but it's a majority.
It's a majority. Okay. All right. Let's talk to the applicants. Kurt, could you? And what we'd like you to do, I think this is for the view protection. Oh.
Where's the microphone?
Would like her to be part of
a... Let's get a microphone to you.
We need the microphone. Nobody's hearing you.
Sorry about this.
There you go.
You were saying that you would like her to be... See? You were saying you would like her to be part of it. Well, if Melody is saying that people break up into little committees, could she not be one of the part of the committee and somebody
possibly
non... perfume wearer go over and be a committee at her home for
very
her?
Possibly. Yeah, very possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll include her to whatever extent we can, yes. All right, now you got the microphone, so you start. So basically what we'd like to do is just have you introduce yourself and tell us why you're interested in this particular committee.
I'm Grant Crowell. I've lived in Morro Bay for 7 years. I'm interested in it. In being on the committee because of design reasons and things that I've noticed in town, and I think needing to set what a view shed is. Is it like, are we protecting a view of the rock, the water, or the hillside, the neighbor's house? I know right now they're building 5 houses across from me, and they're building all two-story block houses, so it's totally annihilating the view from anybody that lives where I live. But then they're planting trees between each house, so the 6 foot that you might get to see the water, you're not going to get to see the water when the trees are growing up. So I have an interest in having it be as fair for everybody. You know, it shouldn't be just because somebody can afford to build something, they should be able to annihilate somebody else's view who doesn't have the right to build or the money to build. But everybody's property needs to be maintained, their value needs to be maintained as well. So a variety of reasons why I'd like to be on the committee. So, okay.
Hi, I'm Jerry Luer, and... design and build custom homes in Morro Bay and in the county. So I have an interest in quality design and the character of the city. Lived here since 74, so I'd like to see Morro Bay remain a viable community.
Hi, I'm Liz Klinsman. We've lived here for about 3 years, and recently a very large house was built next to us, and it made me very aware of how important it was to keep the neighborhood harmonious and nice for everybody. So I really think it's important to share the view. We all want a piece of it, and so that's why I'm involved, and I'm very interested in architecture.
Jim Schimmer. I'm a masonry contractor, live here in Morro Bay for 25 years, and I'm assuming we're going to go around and everybody's going to have a story of what has bothered them, but what I find is it leads to a lot of acrimony in the neighborhood after the fact, and what I would really like to find is a way to improve it before the fact and try to improve what you commented, Mayor, on being neighborly and being sensitive to the neighborhood. And it doesn't mean that somebody can't have what they perceive they desire and what they're entitled to, but a more neighborly view. And lately I went through an appeal at the Planning Commission, which introduced me to the idea of how difficult it can be and how difficult it can be on neighbors. And I would like to see it improved before the fact rather than after the fact, and come to a compromise that everybody could be happy with and could live with.
My name is George League. Oh, yeah.
Tilt it down.
Well, okay, you told me not to do that. No. I was instructed to do this now I'm not doing anything. Where am I? Is it working? Now I lost concentration here. Anyway, most people know that we've been in business here. We're probably the oldest business family in Morro Bay at this time. My folks came here in 1950, and so we've been in business here since then. Different ones. We started with the oyster business, and then, of course, we abalone's, and now I'm in the restaurant business, and that's really wonderful. Anyway, now the restaurant business has been good to us. I've just been here a long time and seeing things happening in Morro Bay. Some things have been very good. Some things maybe not so good. So everybody has a right to have a piece of property and to use it to its full extent, to whatever it's zoned for. But I kind of agree that, you know, sometimes maybe it could be planned a little different or anything. But more we get into this, I don't think any of us understand it right now at this time. I think this is going to be a learning process of going along. So that's it for me.
Hi, I'm John Barta, and I'm not going to bore you with my service in the past of the city, about a dozen years. You all know me. What you may not know is the fact that I've been a member of the state bar since 1975, and that when I was practicing law actively, I was practicing real estate law. So I have both academic credentials and professional credentials on this issue. From the debate that I saw in city council, you're of varying opinions on this issue, and I think the committee will reflect that, and I look forward to a robust debate that I can contribute greatly to.
I'm Kurt Beebe, and I live at 500 Fresno Avenue. We've lived in Morro Bay for about 8 years. It's taken me a while to figure out what I wanted and what I cared about most. I decided that the view and yards were the two issues that I cared most about. And then this opportunity came to learn more about views, and I'm here.
I don't think everyone necessarily has to respond to this, but I know that, Mr. Schimmer, you said in your application that you actually read the staff report that was prepared about the view ordinance. And I was wondering, maybe each of you could say whether or not, what you know about view ordinances, or did you watch the council discussion of it that night? Because Jim was the only one who said he'd actually been able to see that staff report, which shows you pros and cons in different cities, but I know you're interested because of maybe where you live and that there's a beautiful view and we don't want acrimony, but it's kind of a sense of what have you been exposed to about view shed ideas and ordinances, or did you watch the council meeting that night, or those kinds of things?
May I start? I watched the council meeting. I also have a copy of the staff report, and I spent several days on the World Wide Web learning more about, among other things, whether viewshed ordinances were possible, because I really didn't think it was legally possible to have a viewshed ordinance. And not only is it possible, but they've been up
there personally at the council that night. And I'm both a lot owner and a homeowner in Morro Bay, so I think that gives me a stake in the matter. Thank you.
Well, again, I didn't see it, so I don't know what went on in that meeting. But I go along with John here. I'm property owner and whatever. And I don't know what I'm supposed to really say here, but I think I could be very fair with things that's going to be coming up.
You're right. I did read the report, and I found it incredibly encouraging because it's letting you know that it can happen. And, you know, and I certainly watched the meeting where he delivered the report, and, you know, it could look like a real depressing report on his part that no, you shouldn't do it, can't do it, you can do it, but your workload, your budget constraints, and that's when I'm encouraged by that. It's a great jumping off point, showing that we don't have to invent the wheel here, that it's a very doable thing. And our job will be to learn about it, involve the community, find out what they really want, and shape it to the best wheel out there rather than fight it. But, so thank you for noticing that I read it.
Hi, no, I didn't see the report, but I did see, got the papers that you sent. And certainly I've spoken to a lot of people, and around the world now, this is a problem that people are having, and there are more and more restrictions coming to try
and community responsibility, and that's the balance that I think we have to strike.
I'm sorry I didn't see the report or the debate, but I was aware there was no viewshed law when some of the projects that have been built in the last couple of years, I was amazed they were able to be built because they were destroying people's views. And that's when I became aware there was not a viewshed, and that's when I heard about this. It's like, this thing seems like it would be a good thing to get involved with and help have another opinion. So.
It's fairly elementary. We're starting here late spring, getting into summer. Availability, how is your time going to be? It will be up to you how often you meet and all that kind of stuff, but are you available the next few months?
Turn your mic on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was still on.
You want to do this as an individual vote, or you just want a motion that we accept them all?
You want us to check them all off? Do you need to have that official?
If you made a motion that indicated that everyone was going to be appointed or something of that sort, that would cover it for the public
okay.
record.
I move we
have a written list.
We select the entire list of applicants.
Even those that aren't here?
Including those that are not here.
Okay.
The total 13.
The total 13.
Was that a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
It almost died for a lack of second, folks.
All shortly, and we'll see when we can set up our first meeting.
Okay. And I was wondering, too, for their benefit, that some of them say they have and some of them say they haven't read Mr. Schultz's report, if we could ask Bob to send out that yeah. to all of these people and the other people,
right,
put you all on the same playing field.
And also,
get your reading.
Stingy has sent me a number of things that we'll include, too.
Get
so there'll be a
great.
Lot of reading. Lucky you. Okay, thank you very much.
And don't forget the copy of the tapes or the DVD is in the library.
There you go. AGP, come to the rescue.
You can watch it in its excitement.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It would be great to have you on there, Liz. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, for our PWAB applicant, it looks like we just have one. Would you like to take the hot seat?
Yeah, fill the front row.
I'm assuming you're Jane.
Oh, no.
Okay. Jane is applying for a vacancy on the Public Works Advisory Board, and it's a 3-year term, filling the end of the term of someone who left. So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in this position?
Hi, I'm Jane Wilsbach, and I've been a Morro Bay resident for 3 years, but my husband and I have been camping here for 40. We love it. That's why we came here. We had lots of places to choose from. The reason I thought about being on this committee is I was just amazed when I came here for such a small city, how well run it is. Degree, physics, English degree, so I think I can understand the technical issues. So that's it.
That's great. Questions? Melody?
I don't have a question. I'm just delighted that you applied. I've met you before, and I'm very delighted that you applied.
I'm excited too.
Great.
Bill doesn't have any. Betty?
Of the different topics that the Public Works deals with, you know, cable contracts, sewer, TV, sometimes trees, sometimes not. Do you have a particular one that you have concerns about that you'd like to focus on, or is there?
I don't think that everyone has a little concern. You know, telephone poles and street safety, there are some issues about places in the street that I think could be improved. But I think that the most exciting to me is the sewer, because I think you're doing a sewer upgrade in the future, and I think that would be tremendously exciting to be involved in that.
I love it. She's excited about the sewer. This is really encouraging.
Really important.
How are you at financing?
A little weaker.
Dad, did you have any questions? Okay, I don't either. I read your application, and you sound just ideal for this. I'm delighted that you're here. I'm delighted that you applied. And okay, well, I think with just one applicant, we can do it by a voice vote.
I move that we accept Jane Willebeck's application to be on PWEB for
second.
The 3-year term.
And a second from Betty. And all in favor?
Aye.
And thank you.
Done.
Thank you
very much. And with that, since our other applicant.
Middle of the year to try to schedule another meeting, unless others really want to fill it up.
Well, I think we may be looking at another vacancy on another board, so perhaps we can wait until that happens.
Yeah. I think with six people, it'll get a lot done. I don't think we need to schedule another meeting and re-advertise for the one position. I would support the idea of just letting it go now.
Until, there may be another.
Yeah, I'd like PWEB to have kind of a chance to settle in a little bit, get to know each other, get to know the material, and just kind of settle in. And I think we need to do some other tasks for a while, too. So
nice.
I'm fine.
All right. So we'll leave it at 6 for now. And now we're adjourned? Now we're adjourned. Thank you.
Now we're adjourned. Thank you.
That was quick.